It's a night full of adventure, action, romance, a time to share.
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
It's the Greaseman Show. And if it's only your first time, don't worry. We'll be gentle. 94 WISP.
Hi, it's Grease.
Hey, Greaseman, with all your leadership experience as a policeman, as a military man, what do you think of the president nominating all these people and then, at the first sign of trouble, cutting and running on them?
Well, he's had a hell of a time with nominations. Just trying to get John and Reno's job was, I mean, he went through one. Oh, no, I had illegal immigrants. Went through another. I had him, too. My God, the guy went, and then this woman, Lonnie. Oh, my God.
Was she the lesbian one?
No.
That was another one.
That's another. The lesbian one got in.
Her.
The lesbian one got hired. And on top of that, yesterday she threw a big party. The lesbian ones from San Francisco threw a party in the Castro Street area. Yep. And they got together with all her carpet-munching buddies, and they threw a big party, one big canyon yodeling party for her.
Well, yeah.
She was leaving for Washington, so she went down there and just said one good day. Had a goodbye lapping. I mean, they're all wearing those Shoot Jesse Helms stickers. God, I wonder how the backlash would be if he started passing out, let's blow away Packers stickers, huh? I'm telling you, does that mean she's changed her feelings on gun control? I wonder, let's take you to that last party and see how yodeling in the canyon was just part of the fun. Welcome to Washington, Miss Achtenberg. Yeah. That sounds like very romantic times we're having. Lovely. Hi, it's Grease.
Hey, Grease man. How you doing, man?
I'm fine. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I'm kind of in a jam. I wonder if you can help me out a little bit.
Sure.
I'm an office manager here in San Jose, California.
Yeah?
And the company who I work for wants me to relocate my job all the way to Ohio.
Quit. I mean...
It's real good money, Grease.
I know, but what a nightmare to move from San Jose to Ohio.
I only got one problem. My friends and my coworkers don't have much of a problem with it, but, you know, since Ohio is next to West Virginia,
yeah,
and you're always saying how barbaric it is there, every other person's a primate down there, I'm a little worried about relocation.
Well, let me get you ready for it. Repeat after me.
Yeah, yeah. What? Yeah, yeah. Good, good.
Yeah, a little bit better.
Yeah, yeah. Good, good.
Yeah, that's it. So when you show up for your first day's work at the new job, just walk in there as you're walking down the hallway. Yeah, there you go. You got it. I mean, there's worse places you could be sent. Think about it. In our country, you know, guys, where have we sent people in the last several years? We've sent people off to for Operation Desert Storm. We've sent people off to Somalia. Right? I mean, it may be Ohio, but it's not Somalia. Oh, God. Some of the great stories that are coming back, you know, as our people are coming back. You know, I was having a bone dry the other night. Saw a guy come in, dark tan, real short hair, no-nonsense eyes. Knew right away he was a military man. I said, let me buy you bone dry. He said, I appreciate that. Just get back from Somalia. I said, yeah, it must have been something over there. He said, yeah, I'm telling you what, something. The heat, the unrelenting heat. The only thing that made it bearable for me was my wife wrote me 3 letters a day. You believe in that? I said, wow. 3 letters a day. He said, yeah, it was the only thing to keep my sanity. I knew when it was mail call, I'd read each word she wrote me lovingly. I saved all the letters. I'd read them again and again when I was depressed. I said, well, you got a good woman there. He said, that's what I thought. I said, what do you mean thought? He said, well... wife when I got back. Not only did I appreciate her writing me three times a day, that I peeled off the stamps. And I'd lick the stamps. You know, try to be romantic. I'd lick the stamps knowing that her sweet tongue had touched the stamps, and I wanted to lick the place that she licked. That's when she told me she wasn't licking the stamps. She was swabbing them on the baby's diaper, which was wet most of the time.
It's the all-new Grease Man Show.
Yeah, you know it, man. I'll be shrieking and reeking and having a ball. Who's the bulkiest boss jock of all? Hi, it's Grease. How you doing?
What's up, Grease?
Loving life.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm jamming here.
What can I do for you?
I want to ask my boss for a raise, but I don't know how I should say it.
Just walk in there boldly and say, I'd like a raise. Point out the good you've done for the company, and then he should do it if you've earned it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man. I mean, the way not to ask for a raise is say, boss, my wife's pregnant, and I was kind of thinking that maybe I could use a few. Oh, yeah? Did I make her pregnant? He didn't make her pregnant. Let's see if you're a lucid individual. You want to play the Grease Man quiz?
All right.
First name, and what do you do?
My name is Andrew, and I'm a landscaper.
All right, Andrew. You just become the best landscaper the world has ever seen. And you won't have to ask for a raise. People will be trying to steal you away. Oh, look at this. It's the garden weasel. Do you do any gardening? Well, of course you do. You're a landscaper. Well, now, you're ahead of the pack. You've got the garden weasel. Have you ever seen these, Andrew?
Yep.
All right. You'll be able to really lay that flower bed. You'll be able to get heads and shoulders above the other landscapers. Here's your question. Why are theater critics such great lovers? Why are theater critics such great lovers? Well, they never miss an opening. Did you hear him blow it? Yes, he was a wacky guy. We didn't even try it because he knew I wouldn't buy it. Yes, he was a wacky guy. I'm sorry, Eddie. I got to put the garden weasel back in the hoppy.
All righty.
But good luck and walk in there boldly.
All right.
Ask for that raise only if you've earned it.
Yep.
All right, good luck.
All right, good luck.
And thank you from everybody here at the Grease Man Quiz. Here's the deal. If you're listening in New York, we got a breakaway for the basketball game. Everywhere else, I'll be back in all my splendor. Lots of jokes I gotta surrender. So stand by, because there's gonna be more of the Grease Man Show.